Hey, everybody. We're in Louise Moore Park in Easton, Pennsylvania. George Wacker here. I'm with the owner of Green Pond Packaging, Lisa Pammer. We're going to learn more about her company today, especially because she's the owner. She's the sole owner and does, what, 99% of the work, if not 100% of it?
Yeah.
So we're going to learn more about it as we take a beautiful walk in Louise Moore Park. I haven't been here in a while. So Lisa, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to Louise Moore Park.
Thank you, and hello, everybody. I appreciate the opportunity to share Green Pond Packaging's mission and vision with everyone and tell you a little bit about what we do.
So let's get started. First of all, why are we talking about Green Pond Packaging? We met at an event, and I had heard of Green Pond Packaging because you had supplied stuff for the Downtown Business Association and also an Arts Quest. So people are probably familiar with some of the products already. And then you mentioned to me, you know, I do it all. I'm the only person there. So how did Green Pond Packaging get founded?
I am a woman-owned business. And prior to launching my company, I worked in international finance, corporate finance for over 20-plus years.
It sounds like such a cliche. It's like, when you actually did it, it's really amazing.
So, I jumped out and jumped into something new. So over the summer, 2 years ago, I took some time off. And I was at my local ice cream parlor, enjoying my favorite sundae.
Can you mention
sundae.
Where it was? Or?
I actually can. Okay. It was the Bethlehem Dairy Store.
The cup. We're big on ice cream on this channel.
So, and I was watching container after container. During the brief time I was there, I was watching container after container of styrofoam.
Sure.
Being tossed in the garbage.
Yeah.
And then that just got me thinking, how many in an hour? How many in a day?
Right.
And was there a better alternative?
So there's got to be a better way, right?
So yeah, it got me thinking. I did a little research, did my homework, and found some great alternative products that were plant-based.
Now, did you have any experience in this foray before, in packaging or anything?
No experience in packaging.
Okay.
Or the restaurant industry.
Wow.
So,
all right.
or distribution, because I also consider myself a distributor.
Okay.
And
right.
As any company, you know, there is a presence on the web. So I consider myself e-commerce as well.
Absolutely.
Both
right.
Retail and wholesale.
Okay. So you're sitting there, you're at the cup, and you have the idea to, you know, there's gonna be the genesis of this is getting better. I didn't even know this part of it. Well, talk about that then. You say there must be a better way, you research it, and what did you find?
So I found multiple manufacturers doing plates, cups, bowls, all made from regenerative resources.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I mean by regenerative resources? I mean resources that are regrown every 2 to 5 years and can be harvested and regrown. And they are not our trees.
Okay,
they are
so like hemp?
Hemp can be one of them.
Okay.
Sugar cane, bamboo, and palm leaf are some of the products that I carry.
All right. So then when you did your research, you found that they were available. How do you go from learning more about these things to making it into a company? Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So I did research on first the industry to understand, you know, whether or not this is a trend or if this is something that is a growth industry.
Right. Like, can I do this for 10 years?
Can I do this for 10 years? And the answer is absolutely yes. This is not a trend. The growth is expected to be about 5% a year, and it's going to be a $30 billion industry by 2032.
How does it go from having these great ideas and learning about it and knowing that it has a potential for a long term? How do you make that into a business?
So my initial steps were really developing my business plan. As with any startup, you should have a very solid business plan. I also needed to develop relationships with those research suppliers and develop relationships with those suppliers that I want to do business with.
Is that a matter of cold emails?
It was a matter of
researching
the companies. What is important to me, I look for companies that carry certifications.
Okay.
That's important in this industry because certifications will ensure that the products I carry and provide to the consumer are compostable.
Okay.
And compostable products can be labeled compostable. There's not a lot of regulation around them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why certified products are the way to go.
Right.
So after researching the companies that I wanted to do business with, mm-hmm. I began to reach out to see how I might develop relationships. Mm-hmm. And that was through email and cold calling
and rolling up your sleeves.
Rolling up my sleeves to see how I could connect with these organizations. Mm-hmm. And some of them were easier than others.
Sure.
One of my challenges, I initially had direct relationships with two or three suppliers, actually four suppliers, and one indirect relationship with a fifth supplier.
Okay.
And what that means is that my costs become higher because there's a middleman.
Right. We don't like them.
We don't like middlemen.
Unless you're a middleman, we do.
Unless you're a middleman yourself. But I did have to have that third party relationship mm-hmm. in the interim basis because my business really wasn't large enough to substantiate.
I mean, you're starting this from, I'm envisioning you as you're talking, sitting on your laptop at the cup, coming up with all this and designing your website.
Yes.
What are you go from, let's just kind of skip ahead a little mm-hmm. bit. You get some of these contacts mm-hmm. and suppliers. How do you get customers?
A lot of networking events. I also am a member of the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, shout out.
And sit on the Small Business Council as well as the vice chair. And so that also helps build my network, build my relationships. But it really does come down to connecting initially via email to introduce myself, mm-hmm. to introduce the fact that I am present in the Lehigh Valley with these products.
And I guess educating, because I would imagine, and I'm just, this is just me talking, mm-hmm. But I would imagine that there's some people who buy these supplies and they're just kind of on autopilot,
Yes.
So you have to come in and say, hey, I know that you've been using these guys for 20 years, but we have a better alternative that is eco-friendly and, mm-hmm. and is it kind of along those lines?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as I introduce myself, I also educate. Education mm-hmm. is a big part of this process because as you mentioned, restaurants who have been established may be doing the same thing for many years using the same products because they're comfortable with those products.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of my vision is to help people understand individuals, restaurants, coffee shops, ice cream parlors, school cafeterias even. There are alternatives suited for your business that are plant-based, made from regenerative resources. They contain no toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. They are compostable, and they are better for the environment.
So, say I'm a coffee shop. What are some of the products that make sense for me, or what?
Yeah. So I have, for example, for a coffee shop, there are products that are made out of bamboo fiber mm-hmm. that are lined with a bioplastic that is also made from plants. So it's able to withstand the heat of the coffee. And they come in multiple sizes. There's the 12 ounce, the 16 sure. ounce, the 20 ounce. There are coffee cup lids, which are made out of a bioplastic, completely compostable. And there are sleeves as well. So that's one example of what would be available.
When I first think of a packaging company, I'm thinking boxes, I guess, mm-hmm. right? That's where you go to. So what are some, just start naming, what are some of the things you had said, like the coffee sleeves, mm-hmm. and I'm sure other things for restaurants. What are some of those kind of things? Or anything in general?
Yeah. So the products that I carry are a wide range, very diverse. I have coffee cups. I have soup and chili bowls. I have utensils made out of cornstarch-based products.
Do you have the straw, the paper straws?
I actually have a better alternative to a paper straw.
What is that?
Which is made out of vegetable oil.
Okay, how long do they last? I haven't had great experiences.
The straws,
I'm doing my part.
The straws are amazing.
Okay. What are they made out of again?
They're made out of a material called PHA, which is a vegetable oil-based product.
Interesting.
And they feel like traditional plastic. They look like traditional plastic.
Crazy.
But they are not. They are marine biodegradable if they reach our oceans, so they will no longer harm marine life.
You just need to watch one video of a turtle taking a straw out of a turtle's nose.
Yes.
Go bad,
and then this is the option.
And then beyond restaurants and what just for general?
Yeah, so for your home, there are sugarcane plates. That are perfect for picnics and parties.
Can you eat them? I mean, I guess you,
you
can't. Can you?
No, you can't.
Shouldn't you?
You shouldn't.
Technically, okay, but no, that's so when you see that, I'm just like, sugar plates.
Yeah, sugar cane plates.
That's interesting.
And so I actually create a, you can find it on my website. It's a party, it's a party box.
Okay.
You can buy it in a pack of 25.
So we're talking even straight to consumer.
Right, like, right to consumer, retail as well.
Oh, all right.
It's a party box, right, for perfect for consumers. And it contains a pack of 25, like, appetizer plates or dessert plates, a pack of 25 dinner plates.
Okay.
You get the compostable utensils, you get the napkins, you get a sleeve of compostable cups, and I throw in a compostable garbage bag for you as well.
What types of people are you maybe looking to get more people to check out? Is there certain industries or?
It's really, it spans across all industries.
Which is great.
The application of these products can be used if you're using coffee cups at your office, or if you're entertaining and you want to elevate it a little bit, there are palm leaf plates, which are very beautiful for entertaining and very durable as well.
Lehigh Valley Health Network and Jefferson Health are joining together for better for you. They're leaders in healthcare, proudly coming together to shape the future of care. By combining their strengths, their expanded network offers you greater access to nationally ranked specialists, advanced technologies, and life-saving clinical trials informed by a renowned academic medical center. Jefferson and LVHN, stronger than ever for the future of healthcare. A quick thank you to this episode's sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you so much for allowing us to continue to bring these stories to you. And this is started in 2022, so you're still in the infancy of the company.
Yes.
You know, how has it been for you starting a company post-COVID? It's got to be pretty wild, but it must be fun to be able to do this, you know, after your international finance career. Can you talk about some of the challenges, I guess, that you've faced?
I think it is very exciting, and is I think the challenge is because coming out of COVID, the restaurant industry was still recovering,
and still is recovering,
yeah. And inflation and food prices really impact the industry in general. So coming in with a product, you know, whenever you do something a little bit better for yourself, a little healthier for yourself, it usually costs just a little bit more.
It's a price, a premium.
No, a little premium to it. So similar to these products, there is a little premium to them. Now they are, good news is they are coming down in price, and some of them are relatively close to what you can get in a paper product or even a styrofoam product. So,
and is that like as a trend, do you believe at some point they'll be close enough that you're going to decide just based on would I rather have compostable or not?
Yes, I think so.
That's good.
Yeah, so I believe that. In fact, in the 2 years that I've been doing business, I have seen one price reduction from my manufacturer already that I have been able to pass along to consumers.
And okay, let's take a step away, I guess, from our specific conversation about Green Pond packaging. What you have done in such a short amount of time to myself, and I'm sure to other people who are interested maybe in starting a business, is phenomenal. Like, it's
Thank you.
Check out the website. Whether or not you're purchasing from you or not, like, you've accomplished so much in such a short period of time in something that you had just mentioned you got an idea of at an ice cream store. Like, what are some advice to people who are maybe sitting on the fence or you know, some real advice with teeth that maybe they can take and get started on something like this?
So there needs to be a passion behind what you're doing. You really need to believe in the cause that and the mission that you want to pursue. You have to be resilient because there's going to be bumps along the road, that's for sure. And the business plan is really important. There's, as you know, startups don't necessarily make money in the first year or two. It could take 3 to 5 years before you see some living opportunities from that business. And it's important to plan for that personally as well.
And where do you go from here? I'm sure, you know, we've been telling people to check out Green Pond Packaging. So search them or check out their website. They're in our show notes. You know, what are your, I guess, plans for the immediate future?
So right now I am working on my women's owned business certification.
Okay.
That will give me credentials that will allow me to expand my footprint into maybe government contract contracting.
All right.
So I see that in the future.
Yeah.
I also expect to expand my footprint in the next year or two. I currently do a lot of business in the Lehigh Valley and the Pocono region. So I would like to see that expand into regions in the tri-state area and beyond. Yeah. Of course, my website does see nationwide traffic.
Sure.
So I'd like to see that expand as well.
I've been seeing a lot of good networking. I've been involved in some. That's where
Absolutely.
We had met at,
yeah. Yes.
at Tiffany's event.
Yes.
Can you talk about that? How has that helped you?
So yeah, the networking has proved invaluable. I met George one of the networking events, but I meet so many people at different events. I go to Friends of Pete. I do the Texas Roadhouse luncheons. I do the chamber events, and I do Tiffany's events as well.
Yeah.
So it's just been an opportunity to meet new people. You never know where the next opportunity is going to come from, and I try to help and support other small businesses as well. So that's a great opportunity to do that.
And that's why, like, when I first talked to you, it just made sense. Like, I'm like, I want to learn, because it's so nice to hear about somebody who did it, right? Or and who's continuing to do it. So, like, give me a couple bits of what worked for you. Because everybody's going to, you know, kind of a different roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
But to have some of those different checkpoints, I think, is helpful for people who are starting that journey.
Yeah.
This is great. We literally came back to where we started.
Excellent.
I wish I could say I planned this. So we got some steps in today. I don't want to mess up their cookout. So one thing that we didn't mention is that you do it all in terms of, you have a warehouse as well. Can you talk about, like, what is the process for you, I guess, on a daily basis, or if an order comes in? I'm basically asking how, you know, your distribution works.
I placed an order this Tuesday morning with one of my large suppliers, WorldCentric, a great supplier, certified B Corp. They will deliver me several pallet loads of product that I am able to accept via a loading dock. Warehouse is located in Bath, and it is important that I have a temperature-controlled warehouse because these items are compostable, and if they get exposed to too much heat, they will begin to break down. So temperature-controlled, I fulfill the orders and also deliver the orders.
I mean, really, truly doing it all. And then I would imagine for the orders that are out of state or whatever, you just put them through.
I do. I put them through. If I have an order that I receive online, I deliver nationwide and deliver those packages via USPS or UPS, and they are all delivered carbon neutral.
And I think it's important. The reason why I wanted to make sure that we talked about this is because it's not just starting a website and doing the distribution chain. You're literally driving the packages when somebody purchases something. So I think that's an important note to make sure that we make.
As a solopreneur,
My
hat is, I wear many hats, including the delivery of the product via my own personal vehicle at this time.
So if you deliver, or if you place an order, then Lisa might be dropping it off at your place. Lisa, thank you so much. This is great to learn about your business, but then also to share the story that, you know, there's great things going on in the Lehigh Valley.
Sure. And I have to give kudos to that ice cream shop. It took me a little while, but you will find a transition happening at the Bethlehem Dairy Store.
And that's right down the street from us. So we're going to
check that out. They are transitioning.
It's like composting. Lehigh Valley Health Network and Jefferson Health are joining together for better for you. They're leaders in healthcare, proudly coming together to shape the future of care. By combining their strengths, their expanded network offers you greater access to nationally ranked specialists, advanced technologies, and life-saving clinical trials informed by a renowned academic medical center. Jefferson and LVHN, stronger than ever for the future of healthcare.